Drive on live.
And here on Live 89.5, it's time to talk with the next stand-up Asia comedian, who is Jojo Smith. Jojo, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, It's quite hot at the moment. We're running out of water on the island, but you're coming here to entertain people and make them forget about that. Can you give us a little bit of a description about who you are and what you've done, Jojo?
Who I am is a 57-year-old woman who doesn't know when to quit. I've been a journalist. I've been a personal assistant for Dexter's Midnight Runners. Nearly 26 years now, been a stand-up comedian.
Wow.
Which was never really a choice, just something I got forced into. So here I am.
Brilliant. Well, you skirted quite quickly over the journalist bit there, and I'd like to go a little deep because I did a bit of research before the interview. I thought I'd try and be a bit pro. And, and it turns out that you have had, like, in what some people would call a dream job back in the day.
Right place, right time. You know, it was purely that. I was 15 when punk rock first broke. And so, you know, grew up with that punk attitude. If it hadn't have been for punk, I'd be a housewife in Preston, I dare say. Probably with several divorces behind me. But, you know, through punk, I started my own magazine, which then landed me a job on a music paper in London, and went on from there till I ended up working on the Evening Standard, which was, you know, a proper newspaper in London at the time. It isn't now. Now they give it away for free, but back in the day, it was a proper paper.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. I'm blown away by some of the people you interviewed, though. Just name some of the names, just for the people who are listening right now.
Well, my first ever interview was Ian Dury.
Incredible.
And I genuinely didn't have a clue what to do. There was me and my mate. We had our punk rock names. I was Gay Abandon, and she was Anarchy.
Nice.
And I asked the questions, and she wrote the answers down in longhand.
Brilliant.
And she couldn't.
So she'd be like, hold on. I've not got the end of the sentence yet. Ian, can you say that again?
Exactly. So we already had bought tickets for the shows. They played Preston one night, and the next night he was playing Liverpool, and we had tickets for both. So they took us on the tour bus to Liverpool with them, and that's where we did the interview. And it took the whole of that journey to do what would have normally been, you know, with a tape recorder, would have been a 15-minute interview.
Now let's talk about some of the other names as well. Sex Pistols, The Clash.
Yes, The Clash. Yes, well, because The Clash was like a double thing, really, because I interviewed them up in Manchester at the Apollo. And then to get to London, I had to take a job with NatWest Bank, which is possibly the most unpunk rock job you could have. But the branch they put me to work in was the branch where Mick Jones had his account.
Wow.
So I already knew Mick Jones because I'd interviewed him in Manchester. I'd seen them at Eric's in Liverpool. I'd seen a few at Blackburn, loads of gigs in the north. So the first time he came in, he was more gobsmacked than me that this punk he knew was going to be giving him his cash. And it was a weird sort of meeting of the worlds. And because he'd had his account there forever, from when he was a poor student, they would never give him money without checking his balance.
Wow.
And it was called a refer list. And in those days, there was no computers. This is 1978. And there was like a big ledger. And you were meant to check in the ledger what his balance was. Well, I wasn't going to do that. So I was used to just give him whatever money he wanted. And then as soon as he was gone, I would run and make sure that he hadn't dropped me in it.
Oh, brilliant.
But like when Give Enough Rope came out, you know, he brought Joe Strummer in with him to give me an advanced copy of the album. And was showing off that, you know, he had his own personal banker now.
And it was, you know, they were
just brilliant people. You know, I went to carnival parties at Joe's house, and you know, and it was just a really fantastic time.
They were massive inspiration to a lot of the music that went on throughout the next couple of decades, at least, you know, if not right through till modern times. But that was incredible. So that was like the punk time, and then I read as well, going into the comedy style, a nice little segue is that you interviewed Bill Hicks.
Yes, well, and I'd only just started doing stand-up. I'd already been let go from the Evening Standard because I got repetitive strain injury and they sacked me. But they knew I knew comedy and they knew I'd started to do comedy. So they were like, oh, this bloke, he's doing a gig and they want you to interview and they're pestering us and, you know, you might as well go and do the interview. And I was terrified because all I knew of Bill Hicks was that he was this tough guy. And he was just such a gentleman, like typical sort of Southern gentleman. But
this is Jojo, for anyone who's listening, any of our listeners who doesn't know Bill Hicks, he was just like, he was at the top level of quite forward thinking, quite aggressive in some ways, as in like his, he would shout, he would kind of get sort of quite angered with some things, but he was always, at the end of the day, his message, he always left on a positive message that we could all work together and be. He was kind of a hippie, wasn't he, really?
It was, really, yes.
He was like a hardcore comedian stroke hippie.
He would have hated to be described as that, but yes, he was. Well, and because he came, you know, I mean, he came from that kind of Southern Baptist background as well. So it was, you know, that it was all about ultimately preaching, just be nice to each other, you know, ultimately. But at the end of the interview, I said, and this was before he did the gig. It was a warm-up before he did the big gig at the Dominion, which turned out to be his last gig in the UK. I said, my last question is, how do you remember your act? Because I can never remember. I'm trying to just learn 5 minutes and I can't remember it. And he was like, well, just take a piece of paper on stage. And I was like, well, you can do that because you're Bill Hicks. But, you know, I can't do that. But that night, that gig, he did. He went on stage and at one point just took out this piece of paper. It had nothing written on it. But for a minute, he just looked at that piece of paper.
Oh, brilliant. Like
and
a
afterwards,
technique.
He went, see, you can. And I went, yeah.
Fantastic.
Because you're Bill Hicks.
Fantastic. Yeah, you are Bill Hicks. So anyway, that's some of your past, Jojo. Well, let's talk about now. So then you got into comedy. And let's have a little chat about, for anyone who's not heard of your fantastic name yet and doesn't know that you're coming to Phuket to perform on Sunday, the 10th, at the Merlin Beach, where the Marriott is. Let's talk about your comedy, your style.
Self-obsessed, really. My material, it's always just been about me and my life. So luckily things keep happening in my life. You know, if anything's political, it's because it affects me personally. Do you know, but otherwise it's my view on life. It's my take on relationships, on, you know, female politics, but not, you know, I'm not a raging feminist, but I'm a feminist. Of course I'm a feminist. I'm second generation, you know. I came after the ones that burnt their bras. So I believe I have as much right as anybody to get up and talk about what I want to talk about. And now, of course, at this point in my life, it's a time when a lot of women become invisible because you're postmenopausal. You don't exist. And so for me, stand-up is a way of still existing in the world. So I enjoy that, enjoy the attention. And it's there's nothing, no better feeling than making people laugh. And, you know, over the years I've had people, I did a gig once in Abu Dhabi and this guy came up afterwards and he was like, I haven't been out for 5 months and that's the best laugh I've had in ages. Okay. And I was just about to say, well, you want to get out more? And he turned around and he went, because my wife died 5 months ago and I haven't left the house.
Oh, wow.
And tonight you made me laugh.
Wow, that's brilliant.
And it's like, you know, I'm no Mother Teresa by a long chalk, but things like that. That's why you do it, because we all need that. There's been times comedy saved my life.
And laughter is medicine. It's a magic, isn't it? Comedy is a magic. Now, Jojo, I was going to say as well, and I would like to say before I say this, or produce this question, that I am into, obviously, complete equality for everyone. But what would you say about, would you say that there's more a percentage of girls who might enjoy your act, or is it all everyone?
It's everyone. It really is. I do my best to avoid doing women-only gigs because sometimes women aren't comfortable with themselves, so they won't let themselves laugh at the truth.
Right.
And sometimes women will, if they're with a partner and I'm saying something that they fully believe in, but they don't want him to know, they won't laugh. You know, occasionally I will still see a woman put a hand over her mouth. so that he doesn't see her laughing.
But that's sort of like forcing something about. That might be a situation that might need bringing up. So that's actually educational as well, isn't it, Georgia?
Well, exactly. I'm just, you know,
so everyone should
I'm
come.
Like the Dalai Lama of comedy, really. You know, I'm just, so just bringing love and peace and education to the world.
Exactly. So basically everyone should come on Sunday night to the Marriott's Phuket's Merlin Beach, because it's a bargain. It's great. Yeah, you've also got a couple of comedians with you that night as well.
Yeah, the fabulous Aidan and, of course, Dave Thompson.
Yep, also UK.
One of the original Teletubbies.
No.
Tinky Winky. He was Tinky Winky. He was the one who invented the handbag.
That's amazing. Well, that's a bit of inside info I didn't expect today.
Well, there you go. I don't know if he still carries the handbag. I haven't seen Dave for a couple of years, but we'll find out. Last time I saw him, he had a leotard on, so I will warn you about that.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, okay, so it's going to be a full show, and it's brilliant. It's an absolute bargain to any of our listeners. It's 600 baht on the door. You can also go onto ticketflap.com right now and find it. It's in the listings there, and it's a great night. There's also food and beverages available for the evening, and I think there's a VIP package as well where people can come and have a natter with you after, Jojo. How do you feel about that?
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. I didn't know about that. I might have to charge extra for that.
There you go. You're gonna have to have a chat with your booking agent now, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to talk to anybody. I'm a spinster. I live alone. I'm always happy for a chat.
Brilliant. So, Jojo, you're actually right now, before you're heading down here to the island of Phuket, you're actually in Bangkok. How's that going?
Actually, I'm on my second chest infection, but I got the first one in Vietnam. So I guess the air's just bad everywhere.
You're just getting international chest infections everywhere you go.
Yes, but luckily they sold me some pills in Vietnam that will probably kill a horse. So it's one way or another, I'll be there on Sunday.
Fantastic. Well, Jojo, listen, thank you. Get back to your Bangkok lifestyle and whatever you may be doing there. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us, and looking forward to the show on Sunday.
My pleasure. See you Sunday. Come along. It's going to be fun.
That is Jojo Smith here on Live 89.5. She's going to be performing. The show starts around 8 o'clock, and that is at the Marriott Phuket Resort and Spa on Merlin Beach. Check out the listings on thephuketnews.com for more details of how you can get involved. Cheers, Jojo.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.